RVDA presents Best Practices for Successful Prospecting and Networking. We now join this presentation.
All about buying RVs, because if you haven't realized it yet, buying RVs is not like buying cars. Okay, everybody knows about cars. Everybody knows how to buy cars. But once you start getting involved in your first RV, and you may not feel this way quite yet because you're so involved in the business. You know, you're not outside the business like a customer would be. It's a real hard thing. It's a hard decision to make. It's like being a neophyte in the buying business. I mean, I knew nothing at all about RVs. I knew about pop-ups. I could go out and buy a pop-up probably with no problem at all. But Class A's were a whole big thing. This was my first adventure into that arena. So like a lot of customers do, I went and shopped around. So I went to my first RV dealer, and I went up to him, and I was really honest with him. I said, look it, man, I don't know a whole lot about buying RVs. I've never bought an RV before. I don't know a whole lot about them. Can you give me some help? So he went around, and he started showing me some RVs and everything like that. And I says, yeah, that's nice. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, that's nice. And I says, what do these things run? So he took me in the office, and he wrote me up, and it was something like, I think the Class A that he was showing me was